As long as I've been working with Pacifica, there's always been a problem with WBAI and budgeting. And all the analogies apply, you know, the deck chair analogy, do the same thing over and over again and expect different results. We've talked about means to really try to make a change so that we don't continue to do that. I've gotten notes from LSB members saying, you know, it's like Groundhog Day. We have a recovery plan each year and things just get worse. Baruti is the treasurer and the CFO and a number of other people. We've talked about we really need to do something different. And one thing is that we really need to do like an organizational audit, an analysis, so that we will understand the areas that really need attention. So the proposal is that we would have an outside, not-for-profit management team come in, do the analysis, work it with the staff and also with the national staff to identify a plan that then the ED and the CFO can work with station management and try to implement the change. And
if LaVarne, can you comment on some of the comments that the committee made on the risks in this budget so the board can be clear where the risks are?
One specific thing I can tell you about is that we have a cash flow analysis for WBAI. For example, the January-February drive, the goal is $875. They're saying there's an 82% fulfillment, but they're saying of a drive that's done in January and February, 9 months ago, that they're actually going to have a 73% fulfillment by the end of fiscal year, which is September of 08. And then there's a May spring drive. The goal is $760,000. And the assumption in this budget is that you're also going to have a 73% fulfillment. So it's just totally unrealistic. It's wrong.
LaVarne, can you explain why it's wrong, the history on their fulfillment rate, and compare what the projection is to what the history is?
This isn't even history. This is simple math. If you have a drive in January, you have 9 months, and you're going to get 73% of that. If you assume a fulfillment rate of 82%, and then you're saying you're getting 73% of that in 9 months, then you have a drive 5 months later, and you're saying, okay, the fulfillment is 82%, and you're getting 73%, the same amount. It's just not possible. It's simple math. And I believe the fulfillment in this plan is at 82%. The experience has been like 78%. But there is huge risk to the revenue. And therefore, we really have to identify what the foundation can do to effect change and to help management to make those changes so that it doesn't present serious problems or basic economic problems for the staff. But this cannot continue. It just cannot. So basically, the motion that was passed was to do the thing with identifying an additional $150,000 in spending cut. That's a proposal for long-term strategists. And I'm the chair, so I didn't vote, but I mean, I would vote along with BDIFO and REMERS, and I would not pass the WBAI budget.